Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing, available 24/7 at backgroundbriefing.org. And joining us now is Lance Dodis, a training and supervising analyst emeritus with the Boston Psychoanalytic Society and Institute, who was a clinical professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School. Dr. Dodis is a contributor, along with 26 other psychiatrists and mental health experts who have contributed to the recent book, Assessing President Trump, The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump. Welcome to Background Briefing, Lance Dodis.
Good to be with you, Ian.
Well, thank you, Lance. And there have been some leaks from inside the White House that President Trump is increasingly isolated, doesn't really listen to anybody, and is just acting impetuously because he watches television and then he has to react all the time. That he's not really governing, he's kind of, I refer to it as government by stunt, where on a daily basis he pulls off these reality TV stunts. Like, for example, the sudden invitation to Putin to come to Washington in the fall at the height of the campaign. That's the last thing the Republicans want. Is to be reminded of Russian interference in our elections just before the election. But yet Trump did this because he was apparently watching TV and got angry at the director of national intelligence, Dan Coats, making remarks that he thought were disloyal. So he immediately tells his national security advisor to shoot out this invitation. And then, of course, the NBC reporter revealed it live in her conversation with the DNI, Dan Coats. So that's an example of real-time, impetuous, geopolitical insanity.
Yes. You know, what can I say? Many of us have predicted this from before the election because If you see Donald Trump not as a normal human being like almost everyone else on Earth, but you understand that he has a very severe psychological deficit, namely that he's a sociopath. It's also called antisocial personality disorder. Once you see it that way, then it all makes sense. As an effective con man, you remember the mayor of New York, what was his name, Bloom? He spoke at the Democratic National Convention.
Mayor Bloomberg, yeah.
Yeah, Mayor Bloomberg, who was a Republican, who said Trump is a con man, and that's right. So people have trouble accepting that he is so different from normal. So it's one shocking thing after another if you don't see it that way. But if you do, then it all makes perfect sense, and we can all predict the future once you accept that. He is unable to empathize, genuinely empathize, with others. He's certainly able to fake empathize with others, as he does. That's how he got elected. He says, I'm going to make all of you people great, same technique that Hitler used in Germany in 1932. But it has nothing to do with them. It all has to do with him. The allegations, multiple allegations, I think you were just talking, referring to, of his money laundering for Russian oligarchs and Putin, make perfect sense. I mean, this is a man who is doing things for himself and only himself. And the fact that he lies or the fact that he is impetuous fits with that because his contact, to speak specifically to your comment about his impetuosity, he is in loose contact with reality when reality is a challenge to him. So when things are going well, he can appear magnanimous and he can appear friendly and all of that. But if he's challenged, he can't accept challenges. He can't accept any way in which he would be less than wonderful and omnipotent and omniscient. So he has to lash out. He has to. It's not a question of a deliberative matter for him. He doesn't consult with others. He doesn't think about the long-term consequences. He thinks only about what he needs to do to protect his own sense of his grandiosity in the moment. He's been forced to retract on various occasions, and usually the way I've seen it is they tend to be things written for him, which he then reads, and it's completely different from the way he speaks and acts when he's not reading somebody else's material. But it all makes sense. Sadly, I mean, it's that he would unravel under the pressures of having to listen to other people, pay attention to what other people need, conflict, so forth. It's not only was predicted, but it will get worse, as we're all saying it. My greatest worry is that as the Mueller investigation proceeds and he becomes more and more trapped as Republicans, in order to save their own skins, begin to abandon him, that's when I think we will be at maximal risk of his starting a war or attempting some fundamental change in democracy, denying the Supreme Court's power and all that kind of thing. Sounds outrageous, but it would be consistent with him.
Well, of course, the excuses he's given are really in the category of the dog ate my homework. He meant to say
right.
Wouldn't instead of would. Why anybody would believe him is beyond my understanding. But the fact that he, on a daily basis, is trying to stay one step ahead of the sheriff, and it's obvious that he's deeply guilty and he's coming up with all kinds of daily stunts to distract the press and also to feed his base, which so far has seemed to be sticking with him, that my sense is that it's like he's under this pressure of, I don't know what I'd heard of it, it's called, you can correct me on this, of narcissistic mortification. In other words,
yes.
That's the worst thing that could happen to him is
yes.
Reality intrudes to the point where he has to recognize that he's a complete amateur and a complete incompetent, and he's making a complete disaster of the presidency.
Well, I think that is absolutely true. For a very long time, people have been accurately diagnosing him with narcissistic personality disorder, but. If he only had a narcissistic personality, that wouldn't be so bad, frankly, because there are a lot of people with grandiose visions of themselves, and some of them actually do some good. Some of them have been presidents in the past. But he is sicker than that. Because there is a fundamental kind of emptiness inside of him, a lack of ability to understand reality when it differs from his view, and therefore a lack of empathy or real concern for anyone else. That's not true of all people with narcissistic personality. So that's why a more accurate term, it's not that the other is wrong, but the more accurate way to describe him is as a sociopath, I believe. It is terrifying. I think he's unique. I think Nixon had some of that, and maybe in a different time period Nixon would have been somewhat similar. But I think Nixon was a manipulative con man, but not as deeply troubled as Trump.
And again, I'm speaking with Lance Dodis, who's a training and supervising analyst emeritus with the Boston Psychoanalytic Society and Institute, who was a clinical professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School. Dr. Dodis is a contributor along with 26 other psychiatrists and mental health experts who have contributed to the recent book Assessing President Trump, The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump. So given that Trump craves the acceptance of Hollywood and the celebrity culture, which he really wants to be a part of. And the other day, by the way, he was addressing a group in the White House. I can't remember what they were talking about, job training or something unrelated. He then went off on this, off the teleprompter and talked about The Apprentice. Oh, that was a great show, And he almost was wistful about when he was a celebrity, or at least in his own mind. So if he's so desperate for approval, and as you know, Lance, Hollywood celebrities despise him, and he can't really claim too many stars on his flocking to his banner. So, is there a level? Is he capable of humiliation? In other words, that to my mind would be the worst thing that could happen to him. The fact that he's afraid that he's not being, or upset that he's not being adored, even though he said your favorite president in the recent tweet. Is it possible that that also could be? Let me ask you that: could he be? Is he capable of being humiliated?
Well, that's a great point, because I think that goes to the heart of what I was trying to say, that I think he is capable of being horrified and massively existentially threatened by being humiliated. But whether he actually feels humiliated, I think if he could feel humiliated, he would be a healthier person. But I think it's exactly at that point that he distorts reality. He loses touch because he can't do it. So since he can't stand that, he just changes the reality so it isn't occurring. People who are critics of him are lying. It's fake news. So as the pressure increases, I think, and this is the same way, it comes to the same issue, as the pressure increases and as his humiliation is as a complete failure as president and a failure in multiple ways, as that increases, he will distort reality more and more. For example, it would be consistent with him. Again, I'm not predicting this, but how do you think he could be removed from office? What if the Congress impeached him? He would be in a rage. He would do whatever he has to do to deny and prevent this from happening. And if the Senate ever convicted him and he was thrown out of office, I don't know how you'd get him out of the White House, you know? I mean, he would invent a crisis. So I'm not trying to be an alarmist. I'm just saying that I think that when you're absolutely right, he can't stand it, and he will do anything to change it, including changing reality. He's in a position of power to change reality to suit him, which is what's so terrifying.
So, what about the 25th Amendment? Does the same problem apply to that?
I think so. I think that it's hard to imagine how he would be if he got cornered completely. Mm-hmm. I mean, in his own businesses, as you were pointing out, when he has to deal with other people, it's a different story. He's an oligarch, he's a dictator, he's a tyrant in his own businesses, and no one can stop him because he owns them. We're seeing now that perhaps he owes the Russians because of their supporting him financially. But it's hard to imagine. There was a movie, the salesman is finally, who's calm and smooth throughout the whole movie, finally gets trapped, and he has basically a psychotic episode lying on his bed. Sorry, I can't remember the name of the movie now at the moment.
Glenn Ross, was that what?
Yes, it probably was. Maybe. Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, and it was a striking scene, wonderfully acted. It's that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It's intolerable.
Well, just in the last couple of minutes then, Lance, we're talking about Trump being more and more unhinged and the idea that this he's under pressure from the narcissistic mortification of the reality of his incompetence and amateurism becoming overwhelming. But to my mind, it's not just Trump we have a problem with. It's the American people, or at least 40% of them. Why are they going along with this? Why are they refusing to see the obvious reality?
Well, I think it's the same as why Hitler was democratically elected in Germany. The people want a leader, not all people, but many people want a strong leader who will protect them. That's the goal. And so things like democracy are much less important to them than that. So dictators have regularly had huge majorities of people in favor of them, at least at the beginning, because that's what they say. They all say what Trump said: I will make you and your country great again. I will give to you what I personally need, which is a sense of enormous power and value and money and everything else. It's all lies, but people would like that. That would be nice, you know. I mean, we had feudalism for a long time, and there was a king, and people loved the king as long as the king, almost no matter what the king did, because the king represented a powerful, valued person with whom they could identify. It's like a kind of hero worship, but much worse.
Well, just in closing, though, what do you think it would take to break that spell? Because he obviously panders to his base because he knows that's all he's got.
Right.
So what would break the spell?
I think that for some people, I mean, they're not all bad people who support Trump. So for some people, eventually their sense of decency and rightness and their own morality, which Trump lacks, would become more important than what they see as defending a man who represents them. He would no longer represent them because he would be too far from their own personal values. For some people, would stand by him forever. But I think that we're all hoping, I think, that the Mueller investigation finally convinces Republicans, who are actually the Republicans in office, are more important than the people in a way, because they're the ones with the true power to do something, but they won't. But I think that when people finally see that he doesn't actually represent them, that's the glue that holds them to them. He represents us. He is standing for us against those bad people, whoever they are, the bad liberals who would support so-called un-Americans like blacks and immigrants and so forth. Once he stops representing what they think is themselves, then I think they'll break away. And then the next crisis will be, who is Mike Pence other than, you know, the lapdog for Trump? And I don't know the answer to that one.
Well, Lance Dodis, I thank you very much for joining us here today.
Sure. My pleasure.
And again, I'll be speaking with Lance Dodis, who's a training and supervising analyst emeritus with the Boston Psychoanalytic Society and Institute, who was a clinical professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School. Dr. Dodis is a contributor, along with 26 other psychiatrists and mental health experts, who have contributed to the recent book Assessing President Trump, The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump. We're going to take a brief station break, back looking into the irony that Nicaragua, under Daniel Ortega's increasingly brutal dictatorship, is beginning to resemble the Somoza regime, which Ortega helped topple in 1979.